Thank you.
Next case, please.
Our next case is number 11974. Eugene D. Smith is seeking a variance from the minimum lot width requirement, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Sap Road, Route 208, approximately 308 feet southeast of Cedar Beach Road, Route 36. The 911 address is 20474 Sap Road, Milford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 330, Map 7, Parcel 55. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a variance for the creation of a private road easement and a 1.024-acre parcel, and it's a 97.87-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement for a parcel. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert W. Nash, 634 Abbott Drive, Milford.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Almost good morning.
Yeah, right.
As was stated, the purpose of this application is to provide Mr. Smith's son with a lot. He purchased his farm, and it's the last piece of land he has. His other son, as you can see, is an adjoiner to this parcel, Matthew Smith. And we went to planning and zoning about doing a subdivision off a private street, and was informed that it would probably be easier to do a variance than to do a major subdivision at the time. So that is where we are. We've created a 50-foot wide easement, giving him 100 feet of frontage on that easement, and created a 1.02 parcel of land. His father lives in the house on the property, and the remainder of the land will continue to be tilled by a local farmer. And it will leaves a distance from the corner of the easement to the property line of 144.61, and it creates a 52.13-foot distance along the right-of-way, which creates a 50-foot-wide easement at a perpendicular. Any questions?
We'll start with you.
Does everybody have a copy of the plot?
Okay. Yes.
Well, did you address the criteria for a variance?
Okay. The original parcel does not have the available frontage on Sap Road to subdivide a new parcel for the son of the owner. Eugene D. Smith and Sue Smith are the owners. So a private road with the required frontage must be provided to service the newly created parcel. Number two, without the variance, then the owner and applicant will not be able to develop the property in accordance with the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The parcel is restricted by the current property frontage on Sap Road, but the parcel is large enough to subdivide by Sussex County zoning. So to do a private road easement, must be established, and then a newly established easement lot can be created to the current zoning ordinance. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The property was what it was. And the variance outcome will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district. As a matter of fact, the house that he's planning on building will probably enhance the neighborhood. It's currently agriculture and residential in nature, with fairly large size lots on both sides of the road. And the purpose is to establish a private road and subdivide a 1-acre parcel for the son. The variance will represent the necessary relief and will represent the least modification possible to the regulation for this issue.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Boardman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. D, do you have any questions?
Why did they have to have 150-foot frontage when they're just having an easement
over the property?
Because the easement's not going over an existing driveway, which means they're creating a new road, which would be a major subdivision. Anytime, you can do a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway, and that's how you can create a lot off of an easement. However, the driveway is over here, so the easement's not over an existing driveway because they want to create the lot back here. So there's no driveway over here where they have the proposed easement, so they don't have the required road frontage.
And we do have DLDOT's approval as well to create the entrance.
Okay.
So why? I don't get it, because in the past, if you're creating two lots, if you're subdividing, creating two lots, you got to have 250-foot road frontages.
Right.
So what's different about this? I mean,
they don't have the road frontage along the road out here. They don't have 300 feet.
I understand that.
So
why are we looking for two variances instead of one?
What's the other variance?
I think what Mr. Mills' question is if you look at where the existing dwelling is, the road frontage from that point to the edge of the easement area is 144 feet. And is a variance needed for that?
Yes, it would be. It would be a little less than 6 feet for that variance.
So we'll need
two variances.
Now, fortunately, we've advertised this for the entire parcel, so it doesn't matter. But for clarification, it would need a variance of 5.39 feet, it looks like, for the residual parcel, and then 97.87 for the easement area.
Right.
Okay. That was confusing me.
It's unique, or potentially a unique situation.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions?
I have none. Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. There's two. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the variance.
And for what reasons, Ms. McGee?
For what reasons? It's unique, cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I got a motion by Ms. McGee, and a second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11974. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for reasons.
McGee?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,974 is approved.
Good reason.